And thou shalt beat some of it very small, and put of it before the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation, where I will meet with thee. It shall be unto you most holy. And they did beat the gold into thin plates, and cut it into wires, to work it in the blue, and in the purple, and in the scarlet, and in the fine linen, with cunning work. And the people went about and gathered it, and ground it in mills, or beat it in a mortar, and baked it in pans, and made cakes of it. And the taste of it was as the taste of fresh oil. 40 stripes he may give him, and not exceed, lest if he should exceed, and beat him above these with many stripes, then thy brother should seem vile unto thee. And he beat down the tower of Penuel, and slew the men of the city. And Abimelech fought against the city all that day. And he took the city, and slew the people that was therein, and beat down the city, and sowed it with salt. Now as they were making their hearts merry, behold, the men of the city, certain sons of Belial, beset the house round about, and beat at the door, and spake to the master of the house, the old man, saying, Bring forth the man that came into thine house, that we may know him. So she gleaned in the field until even, and beat out that she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. Then did I beat them as small as the dust of the earth. I did stamp them as the mire of the street, and did spread them abroad. And they beat down the cities, and on every good piece of land cast every man his stone, and filled it. And they stopped all the wells of water, and felled all the good trees. Only in Kirhaset left they the stones thereof. Howbeit the slingers went about it, and smote it. And Jehoash the son of Jehoahaz took again out of the hand of Ben-Hadad, the son of Haziel, the cities, which he had taken out of the hand of Jehoahaz his father by war. 3 times did Joash beat him, and recovered the cities of Israel. And the altars that were on the top of the upper chamber of Ahaz, which the kings of Judah had made, and the altars which Manasseh had made in the 2 courts of the house of the Lord, did the king beat down, and break them down from thence, and cast the dust of them into the brook Kidron. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. And I will beat down his foes before his face, and plague them that hate him. Thou shalt beat him with the rod, and shalt deliver his soul from hell. And he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. What mean ye that ye beat my people to pieces, and grind the faces of the poor, saith the Lord God of hosts? And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall beat off from the channel of the river unto the stream of Egypt, and ye shall be gathered one by one, O ye children of Israel. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains, and beat them small, and shalt make the hills as chaff. Beat your plowshares into swords, and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. And it came to pass, when the sun did arise, that God prepared a vehement east wind. And the sun beat upon the head of Jonah, that he fainted, and wished in himself to die, and said, It is better for me to die than to live. And he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. Arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion, for I will make thine horn iron, and I will make thy hoofs brass. And thou shalt beat in pieces many people, and I will consecrate their gain unto the Lord, and their substance unto the Lord of the whole earth. Floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, and the husbandman took his servants, and beat one, and killed another, and stoned another. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And they caught him, and beat him, and sent him away empty. He is like a man which built an house, and digged deep, and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house, and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not, is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. But and if that servant say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and to eat and drink and to be drunken. And at the season he sent a servant to the husbandman, that they should give him of the fruit of the vineyard. But the husbandman beat him, and sent him away empty. And again he sent another servant, and they beat him also, and entreated him shamefully, and sent him away empty. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. Then all the Greeks took Sosthenes, the chief ruler of the synagogue, and beat him before the judgment seat. And Gallio cared for none of those things. And I said, Lord, they know that I imprisoned and beat in every synagogue them that believed on thee.